This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk some more baseball because we're trying to figure out what's going on with our team right now. It's funny. We had on this guy. He does a terrific job on his podcast. Baseball isn't boring. He's an Odyssey MLB insider, Rob Bradford. And all offseason, Rob was like, look, you guys will be good. You're going to be good.
All is well.
You're going to be good.
You guys are sweating the small stuff.
And Rob, we're not good. We're not any good right now. What is going on?
I was just thinking that. First of all, it's always a pleasure to be on with you guys. And I was just thinking that. I think every single time I come on, I'm like, I don't know what you guys are complaining about. Like, you're good. Don't worry about it. You're one of the better teams. I will say this now. I have reached the point with the Atlanta Braves where I am officially worried. Yes, I cannot come on, and I would love to be screaming from the mountaintops, hey, there's nothing to see. They'll be okay. It's only six games. It's okay. But what you factor in, the injuries, the suspension, the way that they're playing, all of it. I will say this, though, and I want to take a heat off. This is one of my pet peeves. When the hitting goes bad or the pitching goes bad, everyone's like, fire the hitting coach, fire the pitching coach. Tim Hyers, I'll get out ahead of this one. Tim Hyers is a very good hitting coach. Tim Hyers has won a couple World Series in the last seven years. And this is not his fault. This is not his fault. So let me get out ahead of that anyway.
Well, just to give a perspective, seeing as you are from Boston, and again, our buddy Rob Bradford, host of Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, I said to Carl last segment, apparently the last time we started this bad, FDR was president. Uh-oh. We were in Boston. It was the Boston Braves. So, yes, the law of averages, Rob says, the baseball card, you will get to that point at some point this season. But they didn't really give the pitching staff – I always think we don't pay for pitching. And now with the loss of Ronaldo Lopez, even when we start hitting, we're kind of down and relying on young players from the minors.
Yeah, and first of all, I what you really should have done is called my dad, who was a Boston Braves fan growing up.
Wow.
So he could have given you a first-hand account of what you're going through right now. But you know, I think that – you know, listen, with the Braves, this is the conversation I think we had in spring training in the offseason, which is, hey, yeah, they didn't make a ton of moves, but they're getting guys back, and they have these guys. There's a reason why these guys were being applauded for giving these extensions, because they're star players. They're players that every team wants. If you get them back healthy, you're going to be okay. But the problem is that now you aren't getting them back. You aren't getting guys back healthy. You're losing guys. One of the guys you went out and got, you're not going to have in pro far. And you didn't add the fail-safe guys in the offseason. So this is where it's coming back to haunt them, where they just sort of said what I had been saying. Just ride it out. It's okay. Well, evidently, you know, you can't do that when it goes this far south. You actually need to invest and get those sort of guys.
Rob, I'm sick of all of this conversation. I'm sick of it. About the Dodgers being the best ever. They're going to be the best ever we've seen, and we'll never see anything ever like it in our lives, and cherish this moment because the Dodgers are
the 27 Yankees? Is that what they are now?
I mean, I get it. They're 7-0. I understand it. But, Rob, come on. Can we temper this a little bit?
Yeah. I would love to say 162-0 just to say that I predicted it. But, no, there's going to be a time where the Dodgers slump. There's going to be a time where another team catches up. Listen, I mean, the Padres are also right there. The Padres, let's not forget about the Padres. The Padres are the team that almost knocked out the Dodgers. Was one game away from knocking out the Dodgers last year that the Dodgers were petrified of, and they're still sitting there. You have another team in that division, the Arizona Diamondbacks, I think is a very, very good team. So, yeah, it's early. But, you know, with the Dodgers, it's hard to ignore that we talk about the levels of if this doesn't work, then you have that. If this doesn't work, you have that. The Braves doesn't have that level right now. The Dodgers have like three levels of this, which we've already seen. Mookie, he's not playing, no problem. Oh, you need another closer because the closer pitched last night? Let me give you the other closer. I mean, this is what the Dodgers – this is why the Dodgers are so good, because they can't have so many guys hurt, injured, not available, and still be one of the better teams.
Talking with our good buddy Rob Bradford, guys, from Boston. He's one of our MLB insiders. All right, let's talk about Rafael Devers. Let's talk about Bregman coming to town, overturning the apple cart. And one of the – you think the Braves are bad. Individually, it's the worst start for anybody in the show.
Yeah, I mean, and I love the people who are saying, you're overreacting with Devers. It's only five games. Well, I'm sorry, it's history. Like, it's history. When you go 0-19 and with 15 strikeouts, and not only are you going 0-19 with 15 strikeouts, you are perceived as one of the best hitters in baseball who is going 0-19 with 15 strikeouts. This is history that we're seeing, and there are so many levels to why we think this is happening, whether it's moving to DH, whether it's not being out of shape, whether it's, you know, adjusting to the new role, whatever it is, what we're seeing right now is history. It's not just a slump, and I'm sorry, I know Alex Cora said this the other day, well, if this is July, no one's paying attention. Yes, they are paying attention to July because it's historic. So, yeah, I mean, I think – I honestly, for a player of this level, especially, I've never seen anything like this where a guy is getting up there and just seemingly having no chance at all. It's pretty amazing.
What's up with these bats, Rob? Everybody's Ooh. Making a big deal of it, and rightfully so. I mean, but it's the new hot thing in sports, to be quite honest with you. I mean, this is like, you know, the PGA getting some kind of club that everybody's using, and it's allowing all of these guys to hit the ball, you know, 30, 40 yards further. What's the deal with these torpedo bats?
Yeah, so I just did a couple podcasts. I did one with a couple veteran relievers, Daniel Bard and Adam Ottavino, because I wanted to get their take. And their take, I was just sort of surprised. They're like, hey, listen, you know what? It's the evolution of baseball. This is – we know that equipment in baseball evolves. It's just amazing that it takes something so long to evolve. So I think that they understand that, hey, this is just the next level. But what's amazing to me, guys, is that we didn't really even – well, we didn't talk about it. I didn't even know about these torpedo bats until the Yankees put up a 20 spot on somebody.
Right.
They were using them all spring training. I just asked Ottavino this. I said, when did this first come on your radar? He's like, I saw Lindor using one last year. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, it's like this is – and Stanton evidently was using one at the end of last year as well. So it's just amazing that we are all of a sudden talking about this. But it's not going away, and what we're going to see is more and more and more. I know that, you know, I'm walking into Camden Yards right now, and I already know that Alex Bregman, for instance, put on his Instagram, here's my new bat. Well, guess what? It's a torpedo bat. And we're going to see more and more and more of this.
Talking baseball, guys, with one of the best guys. Check out his podcast, guys, called Baseball Isn't Boring. Rob Bradford joins us, MLB Insider, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Buffalo's Cafe in swinging coming. All right, man. We talked about, you know, the hitting, the pitching. The problem with the Braves, and there was just a press release that they just bought some more real estate to attach the battery. It's almost like with private equity and everything else going wrong in pro sports, are teams more about real estate than winning? What is a realistic expectation, I guess? It's a loaded question, Rob. We know that, you know, the Dodgers and Mets are living in a stratosphere the Braves will never get to. But it's almost like you've got a good core. The point I'm getting to is we should be spending more to push over the top. It's now going to be 4 years since we won a World Series.
Yeah, and I think that what owners should understand, and we all know owners have money to spend. It's all depending on what the owners want to spend. They all can afford it. So owners should see that how you win a World Series is usually you pay money. That's how it is. You allocate the money to the best players, the players who are the surest bets. So that's how you win World Series. That's how you get into the World Series. That has proven. And every once in a while, you're going to hit on a Cleveland Guardians or a Tampa Bay Rays or, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, the Texas Rangers, the Arizona Diamondbacks. You're going to hit on one of these teams. The Marlins makes the playoffs. And some people will say, oh, no, look, you don't have to spend money. No, well, they're here and then they're gone. If you want sustainability, you say you're an owner, you go, you pay the money, And also, by the way, another thing that drives me nuts is that when owners don't see the value of winning a World Series, this is what we should be all about. We get into analytics, we get into bobblehead nights, and we get into all this other stuff, which is great to talk about. Alternative uniforms, City Connect, all of that. But the one thing that we shouldn't lose sight of is that winning a World Series, as you guys know, is really, really, really good for business. And to win a World Series, you got to spend money to make money.
You do. And you can't stay put. And I think part of what we tried to do, and I'm not saying it's the wrong strategy, is, Rob, you know this, we locked up our young core a lot earlier than a lot of teams. And now all of those escalators are coming into play, and now the Braves are like, look, we have more guaranteed money, you know, out there than anybody else because of what we did, and it's not allowed them to go in and invest the way that they necessarily needed to. Rob, it's always good to talk with you, man. Tell the people where they can find your podcast, by the way.
Yeah, just baseballs and boring. The socials are at BB isn't boring. I really appreciate it. I got a tattoo, baseballs and boring, on my arm. So I there's no turning back now. So do me a favor, go listen to it so I feel a little better about myself. So there you go.
Total
I appreciate
commitment.
It, guys. Thank you.
Total.